This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Proposals used to be simple. They are now difficult. And the reason for that is the internet. And because, you know, 10 years ago, people started going viral with their proposals. So people started upping the proposal game, which meant that you actually had to do a lot more than just, hey, I'm going to get down on one knee. It's like, well, did you get your friends and family? Did you hire a photographer to take pictures of the proposal?
No,
are you going to do it in a public place?
Videographer.
Oh, videographer.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on
how dare you?
Huh?
Only a photographer. It's true. It's very, the whole wedding game is becoming a bit of a circus.
Yeah.
It is a bit of a circus. And that brings you, or brings us to this man in the UK, who will remain nameless because the police report leaves it off. But this man loved his girlfriend and thought, you know what, I want to spend the rest of my life with her. The story ends with him burning down his house.
As it always does, right?
Yeah, and actually, technically, it was a condo. So,
oh my God.
Which will make you a big hit with your neighbors. I don't know if you know this or not. So here's what he did. He decided, I want to fill the place with balloons.
Okay.
Fill the place with balloons.
Okay.
Nothing wrong yet. Got dinner ready. Did shut off the oven, though, so no fire there.
Okay.
But then he decided to light, in his words, hundreds of tea lights. Now, those are just the little lights, right?
The little babies, oh yeah.
Yeah, you get bags of them at IKEA.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be a big deal. Except he lit them before he, quote, and he's British, so he nipped round the corner to his girlfriend's. So he lit the candles before he left so they would still be burning when he got back. Now, I'm not sure if you know this or not, but helium doesn't react too well to heat. So apparently what happened is one of the balloons floated over because they're attracted to the heat. Exploded, and it led to a chain reaction. And by the time he had nipped back from round the corner, the flames were licking the side of the building all the way up to his neighbors. Yeah, when I say his place is destroyed, you know, sometimes people are like, "Wow, it was destroyed," and you're like, "Oh, I could still make out a couch."
Yeah,
not a single thing. The furniture's gone. You can't even tell. Like, it looks like a Bombanov. It's crazy. And he just wiped it out.
Okay. So apartment insurance, I'm going to take a wild guess, does not cover that.
You know, I don't know. Because it should cover. First off, you should never leave your house with candles, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
I feel like my insurance would be like, you can figure it out. That was a terrible idea. That was a terrible idea, buddy.
That's a really, really good question.
Yeah.
And in case you're wondering, oddly enough, she did say yes. So he was able to get the proposal in that night because obviously he had to explain what was going on.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, the police report noted that she did say yes.
I hope that they hire a wedding planner or that she takes over the entire thing because I don't think he needs to organize anything else. No.
He sounds like, you know, there's in every couple, there's the person that plans and the person that executes.
Yeah.
He should be the execute one. She should be the plan and, you know, fire safety. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Incredibly scary and sad news out of Beirut yesterday as two huge explosions at the port sent a massive blast across the city, killing hundreds and wounding thousands. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab has said that the cause of the explosion was 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. Details are still coming out, and we're sending so much love to our Lebanese community here in Ontario. When they reopen schools this fall, this is how it's going to look. And it's going to be quite different. So you're not going to have field trips. You're not going to have lockers. And you're not going to have sports. Also, lunchtime, you want to hang with your buddies? Probably not going to happen either, which is a bummer. That's where all the fun happens. You're going to be hopefully eating your meals in your classrooms. And lunchtime will be staggered. So they just want to avoid anybody being close to each other, which is out of what is
good
the face should be.
Luck.
I know.
Not going to happen.
I know. But you know what? It's all about intentions, right?
100%. They have to do that. But as a teenager, you're going to be like, your teenage brain's going to be like, what a bunch of losers.
Yeah, I'm going to make out against my locker regardless, even if I don't have one. Here I come.
True.
And 2 in 3 people have said that, you know what? I'm not confident in my skin, but the pandemic has helped. So many have been utilizing, the isolation time to get their skincare on, and 46% have used the time to try something new. This is in a study out of the UK, which is a very important study right now. 91% have said that the way they feel their skin is feel their skin is healthier after spending significantly more time at home. I feel better about my skin. Yeah, because I'm not going anywhere.
Well, I think, okay, so yeah. I think you party less, so that's probably better
for
you.
Yeah, that's true.
But the other thing is, I've been watching Queer Eye. And
you love Queer Eye
so much. It's the best show
so
ever.
Good.
If you just want to put something on in the background and feel really good,
yeah,
put that on.
Yeah.
But you know, I look at the way that they like treat the guy's skin, right? Yeah. Like they do those facials and stuff. And I'm like, man, I need to do some facials. Because I had bad acne growing up.
Yeah.
I've got the scars and stuff, and I still have it from time to time. And like, I don't know what to do. So I put that as like a goal. Like this year I'm going to figure out how to treat my face better.
Baby, you're glowing. And if you need any help, Jonathan Van Ness, JVN, the queen. You just got to listen to them right now at 6:54. That's what's trending. And I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Good news for a good day. It's 15 degrees right now, which is odd, right? And that plays into my story. I kind of got robbed of the long weekend that we would have wanted, right? Weather-wise, we'd had great weather right up until the long weekend, and there was like huge storms on Sunday and Monday. Kind of a bummer, but that usually happens on a long weekend. It's like we're never going to get great weather all the way through. I just want to let you know this weekend is going to be the weather weekend that you wanted.
Hot.
Three days of 30 plus, no clouds in the forecast. That is my good news story. This weekend is the weekend to get out of the house and do whatever it is you want to do outside of the house.
You just look up at CP24 and decide that's your story.
Actually, CP24 says there's going to be clouds on Sunday, so no, it was BlogTO, but thank you.
Okay.
Jesse,
fired up your favorite travel booking site.
I'm giving Jax the finger right now. Just throwing that out there.
He was doing that. Canadians can now travel to Hawaii without quarantining.
Excuse me.
So if you get a COVID-19 test before you go to Hawaii, you can just show them proof of your negative test, and they'll let you go free on the island. So you don't need a quarantine for 14 days.
What about when you get back?
When you get back, the trick is that you have to quarantine for 14 days. Because the Canadian government says you have to do that. But when you go there, you can enjoy your vacation. So if you can get 4 weeks off or something, you know?
Well, I mean, for a lot of people, what does it matter? Like, I have a couple friends from out east. And she's a lawyer, and he works in sales for like a pharmaceutical company or something like that.
Imagine.
And they're getting married, but only like 10 people can go to their wedding, and their wedding's not till the end of September, and so they just went home.
Yeah,
and they're hanging out there till mid October. They think,
why not?
It doesn't matter, right?
Time is just a
it's
social
relative,
construct,
and you can
right?
do all your work from there, and that's the point, right? So go to Hawaii and do your work. Jax, what about you?
I'd like to give a little shout out to my buddy Jackson Holding, who is a 3-year-old who just climbed a 10,000-foot mountain.
Wow.
Yeah. He's a I know. He's three. So listen to this. He's the youngest person ever, this toddler, to scale. It's called Pisvidale, which is a 10,000-foot mountain on the Swiss-Italy border. His parents are like super huge climbers.
And no way.
It's cute. He's like, he's safe.
All right.
It's
first
cool.
off. Part of me, as a parent, I'm like, there's no way in hell I'd want my kid doing that.
Well, it's safe.
Secondly, I'm sure it's totally safe at 10,000 feet.
Well,
the other thing is, you made fun of my story?
I know. This is good news.
That I had a story that actually applied to people.
This gives
your story is
this gives hope.
3-year-old climbs 10,000-foot mountain. Super relatable, Jax.
No, I just want you to know that after the pandemic, you can achieve your dreams too. Listen. His
what?
Okay.
3-year-old kid does CrossFit and he crushes it.
I'm leaving. The end of the story was that he was rewarded with candy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they they bribed him into climbing a mountain with candy.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
I have to go.
Thanks, Jax.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
There's no shades of gray here. You are the judge. You are the jury. Hit us up at 999-999 or 416-872-9999. As soon as you hear this story from Laura, right, Jesse?
Lauren.
Lauren, okay.
Yes. Lauren says, Saturday morning, I left my apartment to get groceries. When I got down to my lobby, I realized that I didn't have a mask. Like a good citizen, I turned around and went back upstairs. I live on the 19th floor, so it wasn't an easy task. As I was getting into the elevator, another girl was about to get in, and I asked her, "Hey, I don't have my mask. Can you take the next one?" She rolled her eyes and walked away as I pressed the door close button. I safely rode my elevator to the top and got my mask. I felt like a bad person, but I don't think I'm a bad person for protecting myself. What do you guys think?
Oh, here we go into the swamp. No, you're not a bad person. You were like, that's so sweet of you. I mean, you should have had your mask to begin with. No, you're not a bad person. You're just looking out for others and yourself. Not a bad person.
So the other person had a mask?
They did.
Oh, you're a bad person.
Why?
Because you, okay, if it's just you and them.
Yeah.
They're protected and so are you.
Yeah, but then they're going to feel nervous. I see where she's coming from. She just want to go grab her mask.
I don't think the person was mad. They weren't nervous. Yeah. They were like, yo, what the hell?
No, I think that she was trying to take care of people.
Okay, the other person, yes. Okay, listen, and that's fair. Yeah. Yeah. And she might be trying to protect her. It sounded like from the email she was just trying to protect Lauren. But I think you're a bad person for sure because you know as well as I do that you would have been protected for that one little elevator. For 30 seconds? Because there's only two of you in it. It's not like you're getting off at 14 different floors on the way up. Yeah.
No, if she was reckless and wanting to endanger people's lives and only cared about herself, she wouldn't have even gone up to get the mask to begin with.
Well, I'm not suggesting she's reckless. I'm suggesting she's selfish. That's what I'm suggesting. It's this thing that like, here's the thing. If the other person was uncomfortable with it, one thing. But if I have the mask on and I'm the other person, I'm fine. It's 30 seconds, whatever. I've got the mask on. I'm fine. You're fine. We'll get through this. But bring your damn mask.
Lauren didn't know that. She was just She was just worried. Okay?
416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. Is Lauren a bad person for stopping somebody with the mask from going up an elevator because she did not have a mask? I think she just, you know what?
Damn.
Sometimes when you live in a condo, you just want the damn elevator to yourself.
I think that's what happened. No, do not start that narrative.
Straight.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, quick recap.
Lauren forgot her mask, and as she was going back in the elevator to go get it upstairs, she told somebody with a mask, "Hey, can you wait for the next one because I don't have mine and I want to go upstairs." So she didn't let them ride the elevator with her.
She was worried.
See, Jack says good person because she was worried. I say bad person because you just wanted the damn elevator to yourself. Let's just be honest. Person had a mask. They didn't care. They're protected. You're protected.
Every week, I wonder how it feels to sit in sad, sad, angry land every day.
I'm not angry. I'm just saying. Now, what did the text say?
Chantel from St. Catharines says, not a bad person. What if the floor the other person was getting off on had a bunch of people wanting to get on? You don't know. She did.
Well, then they should have been socially distanced.
Let me finish the text. She did the safe and right thing. Mm-hmm. Tara said, bad person. Masks are mainly to protect people from you. So you'd rather, you've been better to be like, hey, sorry, I don't have my mask. Is that okay? Or would you rather grab the next one? She should have asked her.
Right. Instead of saying, hey, get the hell out of here and wait for the next one.
That's it.
Peasant. Producer Jesse. We have someone on the phone. Do we have a name? Okay.
No.
No name. All right. So, hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Yay, I'm out of job.
What's up?
Good morning. I wanted to comment on Lauren.
We hope you do.
So I would say maybe she's not a bad person, but I think she could have given the other person with the mask the right to say, hey, I forgot mine. I'm going to go in this elevator. You can come if you want, but the risk is there.
No, you're right. She didn't. She just shut her out.
Okay. No. I think that
she was like, wait for the next one, peasant.
No, she didn't say that.
I think that's what the email says. Jesse, isn't that what the email says?
I feel like she just wanted to, you know, nip upstairs and grab her mask and didn't want to complicate anything for anybody else.
But she assumed that she was making the mask for that other person because that other person sounded fine to go. So I think she took that away from that other person.
Because that other person has a brain and was like, yo, I'll be fine. I got my mask on.
Right. Her brain is over without a mask in 2020.
I know. She was going to get her mask.
We love you, Jack, but not this time.
Yeah. Wow, that's a first.
worst ever on the show, ever. You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Results time. Quick recap, Jesse, one more time for anybody who missed the story.
Lauren forgot her mask in her apartment. As she was going back up to get it in the elevator, she told a mask-wearing person to hold on and wait for the next one and then close the door on her. And she rode the elevator up by herself.
Now, Jack says not a bad person. I say definitely a bad person. You say not a bad person. Why?
Because I think she was just trying to keep everybody safe.
And I say 10,000% a bad person because you just wanted the elevator to yourself. She was safe with a mask. Like, come on. Come on. But it's up to you with your calls and your texts and your DMs through our Instagram page and Twitter, whatever. However you want to reach out, you are the jury. Producer Jesse, you've taken all the votes. Mm-hmm. Tallied them up. What do we have?
75% of Toronto says bad person.
Damn, man. Oh, are you clapping for yourself?
I'm clapping for all of us.
Wow, the crowds go wild,
hey? It's a victory for not just for me, but the entire city of Toronto and where we're going as a society. And I'm so happy that we have chosen this pack because everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Oh, sorry. I just, I'm done talking.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
If you aren't overwhelmed by escaping from 2020 and want to escape from an actual escape room, well, good news for you. Some escape rooms in the GTA are reopening, but one small, stipulation. You got to go with your bubble. Okay. So Daydream Adventures opened August 1st. They're very clear about their new rules and regulations. They allow private groups, advanced booking, and online payment only. Masks and hand washing are mandatory, and they're going to be, trusting that you're only coming with your social groups. So I could go to an escape room with my bubble, producer Jesse and Adam Wilde.
That's
Will
right.
I go? No, because I'm scared of them. But good news if you like them.
Also, I think it's okay to post pictures with your friends again as long as they're in your bubble, right?
No, Adam, you're going to get shamed.
Every time I post a picture with you guys who I see every day who are very definitely in my bubble, people are like, excuse me.
Who are these people?
Yeah.
get away from them.
Okay, we have a bubble. This is it.
Post pictures of me and my dog either, I guess. Good news for Disney fans and fans of just happiness in general. You're going to finally be able to see Mulan on Disney Plus for $30 extra, which, I guess isn't that bad. So they've obviously been working on the remake of the 1998 animated classic. It's going to be heading to Disney Plus, the company's new streaming service, as you probably may have. It is going to cost you an additional $29.99, and it's going to be available September 4th.
Now, that comes with a stipulation.
Yeah.
It's only going to be available in places where theaters are not open.
Yes.
So theaters here are not open yet because they're not ready.
Right.
But if they are by September, which they probably will be, you still got to go to the theater to see it, which is fine.
Yeah, I know, but can't we just have it all?
Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, I'd like to. And you know what? That's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah.
Like $30 and you can have, because normally movie tickets for one person are $15 or something now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, something like that. Support everybody. That's all I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Hey, guess what? Schools are reopening. And this is how it's going to look. So not only when schools reopen in the early September, not only are students not going to have field trips, they're not going to have sports, nor are they going to have lockers because, of course, social distancing. But there is a new plan called Quadmesters. Doesn't that sound interesting? So there's going to be a new class structure. It's going to be changed to 4 semesters. There's going to be class sizes of 15 people. It's a whole, it's a lot. Essentially, they don't want you to be close to each other. They still want you to learn. But it's, like we said earlier, it's good intentions. And I think it's going to be a lot trickier than they expect to manage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
They call it porch pirating because people just walk up to your house and they steal your stuff, which is what pirates used to do. Just walk up to your ship and steal your ship. So, Jax, we got a couple texts before we get to what you had stolen from your house, which was just heartbreaking.
Text in the 289, my cat mittens were porch pirated. Mittens, if you can hear this, come home, please.
Now, were they mittens for a cat or were they just cats?
You know what? I'm not sure. And I don't know if I want to know.
You can get dog-like gloves, right, for their feet. So I wonder if you can get that for cats.
You just make glove hands, and I like that. Text in the 519 as well. I've never had a package stolen, but I'm in a wine ninja group, and I'm 100% sure that my upstairs tenants have stolen my wine ninja, twice.
Wine ninja.
Now, what's a wine? I don't know. I want to think it's a gang of gals having wine. And dressing up in ninja suits.
What are wine ninjas? The premise of wine fairies or ninjas is a person presenting another, a woman presenting another woman with a gift typically containing alcohol.
Cool.
But not caught in the act. Several wine fairy groups have started up over Facebook with threads focused on different locations. So you just drop it at your friend's house and they don't know who dropped it.
I love
that's
that.
That's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah, especially during the pandemic. It's like, I don't care who brought this, but I'm going to drink it. You know what I mean? I like that. That's
now,
really sweet.
Jax, you had a heartbreaking situation yesterday because you got the Amazon delivery notice, which is like a little picture. And they're like, hey, we dropped off your stuff. Nah. You got home. It wasn't there.
No. And it
because you live on Ossington, so of course. And?
And you know how much I trust humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anymore because I had ordered well-priced sea salts.
Oh my God.
Artisanal sea salts.
Oh my God.
And a floaty.
Like a pool floaty?
Yeah, pool floaty.
What kind of pool floaty?
Just like one you lay on. It was actually because I went on a
boat. Didn't get like a swan or anything like that?
No. I don't. You think I'm made of money over here? No, I went on a boating trip last weekend, so it didn't come in time, obviously.
Right.
But they were gone. They were both gone.
So and I was upset like, this morning about losing your salt and your floaty?
Yeah, Adam, I am. I feel like my privacy has been invaded.
What were you going to do with the artisanal sea salt?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I would.
Okay.
Do you know? You haven't answered the question.
You know what? I could do anything. Last night, you know what, Adam? Last night, I made a nice... I made a nice chicken breast last night. And my goodness, wasn't it bland?
Would you have put sea salt on it, like Salt Bae, and then just flip it up with your...
Listen... I cook for you all the time. You come over to my house all
the
time.
And
you know what?
Okay. So Jax is not going to answer the question on what she was using that on. She just wanted to have it. See, this is the thing with sea salt. You don't actually use it. You have it on display in your kitchen.
That's not true.
Like with that other, with that jar of things that like pickled things that has a nice little bow around it. And you're like, no, I'll never use that. But boy, does it look good next to my stove.
Aunt Linda gave you it?
Yeah,
yeah, you just don't want to use it because it looks nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So what has been porch pirated from you? I've had some things.
Yeah.
I will tell you next.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Porch Pirates, what have you have stolen from your porch? I know that our boss got a Ring camera specifically because this kept happening to her. Honestly, and I think it solved all the issues because as soon as they see the Ring, it's sort of like they walk up the porch and then they're like, oh. And then they turn around and
but
go
now she's addicted to communicating with her husband through it. So, I mean, live,
you
laugh, learn.
You can have a lot of fun with those.
They're so much fun. We got a lot of texts coming in still as well. Text us 289. I had cat litter stolen in an Amazon box.
Like, going to be a real bummer
right?
for whoever
took
that.
Also, a text from 647. I had a box of goodies. Now, this is in quotations. Goodies. So I'm not sure if they mean weed or sex toys. I'm not sure. Stolen, and I was very upset. Hope they had a blast, though. Mm.
They, plural.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Communal. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, I had something happen recently. Same thing. I'm on Queen Street, so it's hard for me to, basically, it's hard for me to have packages delivered.
Yeah.
And so I have to have them delivered to my mom's house. But I learned this because the thing that I had ordered was stolen. And it was your birthday present, Jax.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I just don't think you had a birthday present for me.
I definitely had a birthday present for you. It was stolen, so I've had to reorder it from Amazon.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's funny because I know that Jesse Blake, here our producer, Jesse, he ordered me a present from Amazon, and I don't know what's at my house right now because it came.
Well, I was going to order it to your house, but then it would have got stolen like your sea salt.
Don't you dare.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, students are going back to school in September, which I'm sure is great for everybody, but if you're a kid, you're like, man, this has been the best year ever. Sucks. You have to go back, but you know, you do have to go back and learn some stuff and, you know, go to university and become an adult. But this year's going to be a lot different, including not being able to hang out with your friends in the lunchroom. You'll be eating in the classroom. You'll be taking, what do they call them? Quadmesters, which quadmesters, that sounds like a CrossFit term, like for leg day.
Or a robot.
Yeah, but quadmesters are basically you're doing two classes for 9 weeks.
Yeah.
And then a lot of this is going to be, some of it's going to be in school, some of it's going to be at home. It's very complicated.
Yep.
But they're trying to keep everybody safe. The one thing that really stuck out to me, no lockers. You will not be assigned a locker.
Damn.
Okay. I don't know if this was important to you, Jax, but that is, lockers to me are like, they're as important as what lunch table you sat at.
Yeah, it was, and it's where you
socially congregated. Yeah, if you had prime real estate, if you had a good locker spot, everybody hung out near you.
It was also a true reflection of you, you know? It's like, how did you dress it? How did you organize it?
How did you dress and how did you organize it?
Well, I mean, I had my 5 stars. All, you know.
Oh, your 5-star binders.
Yeah, my 5-star binders.
You had more
binders.
Than one?
Yeah, I had two. I think one for...
Oh, my God,
for,
they're
yeah,
so heavy.
One for my arts.
Okay.
One for my sciences and my math, all of which I failed. and, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I had... Do we call it a photo wall or do we call it a shrine? To my high school boyfriend, Derek.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You didn't have like celebrity dudes from J14 magazine or something in there?
No, it was just me and Derek. Derek and I,
no.
The two peas in a pod.
Yeah, oh,
I had
my
like
God.
I had like a shrine and it was just all. And for anyone who's just finding this out, I'm gay now, so that probably helps. But I loved him so much. And I wanted to be like, I'd bring him like sandwiches and stuff and put them in my locker so we could have lunch together. My best friend Emma was like, this is gross, break up with him.
Can I tell you?
I want to know what your locker
was
like.
Well, my locker was a mess because I'm disorganized. I'm better now.
Just like your office right now.
No. Yeah, a
calling
little bit.
You out.
Yeah. I think I kept it bare because I was like, you know, I put up like the occasional, like, you take like a CD jacket out and put it in your thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I wasn't dating a lot of girls back then.
Honey.
Because if you saw a high school picture of me, you'd know why.
Yeah.
But one thing, I did finally, this is a tragic story, okay? And I hope she doesn't still live in this city so she doesn't hear this.
I hope she does.
It was one of the cruelest things that anyone has ever done to me in love, and I've never forgotten it. So, grade 10, I was dating somebody in grade 11.
Ooh, bad boy.
Okay, so you imagine.
Yeah.
Step up for Mr. Adam there, right?
Look at this guy.
And it was Valentine's Day.
Uh-oh.
And she had told me, listen, I'm not big on Valentine's Day. And I said, okay. But I thought, this will be fun. I can like make it really nice and fun for her.
Yeah.
So then she'll enjoy Valentine's Day and it's us or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So I got her best friend to unlock her locker because the best friend always knows a locker combination.
Yeah,
I worked at Shoppers Drug Mart, so I got 10% off.
Cool.
And I got like a gigantic fake rose.
Oh.
And some chocolate.
Yeah.
And I taped a card to her to the inside of her locker.
Uh-oh, you're in trouble.
So then obviously school's about to start and I'm like waiting around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be late for class, but I wanted to see her open it.
Oh, no.
So I know you're saying, oh, no, beforehand. So she...
What happened? I hate this.
She opened the locker and I'll never forget her face. It was just horror. And then she just closed it and then just walked away and then didn't talk to me all day. And I got an email on my Hotmail account 3 days later saying, hey, I'm sorry I was such a B-word. I just don't really like Valentine's Day. And it was nothing you did. And then we broke up like 3 weeks later. And that was it.
The straw that broke the camel's back. Adam.
So I'm not a huge fan of Valentine's Day either anymore.
Sweetheart, you know what? You and I.
Can you be my Valentine?
You got it, babe. You got it.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah.
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate it.
Hope you're doing 999-999 if you're Laura and you broke Adam's heart.
Here's a song for you. It's called Roses. How fitting.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Cool. Going to be back at the beginning of September. However, it's going to look a lot different. Not only are you going to have quadmesters, which is just essentially 4 semesters, and it's going to be broken up into 2 classes every 9 weeks. It's this whole situation. But you're not going to have field trips. You're not going to have sports, and you aren't going to have lockers. So if you're looking to dress it up with your favorite celebrity or your boyfriend that you think you're going to be with forever, well, that's not going to happen either. They released all the information. And just the whole thing is they want, you know, students to remain socially distant as possible, which good luck with that. We wish you luck with that. Also, how's your skin feeling? If your skin feels better, well, you're in the 94% of people that feel like their skin game has gone up during the pandemic. So a lot of people with skin issues, you know, it's time and it's going out and about that really messes up your skin. And a study was done out of the UK. 64% of folks said that they've actually like really given it during the pandemic on trying to maintain a skincare routine. And 94% said that staying home has done wonders for their skin. Yeah, there you go right now.
That's cool.
It's because you're not going absolutely anywhere. And that's not true. Mulan is coming back. And by coming back, I mean the brand new reanimated version of the 1998 classic is going to be available on Disney Plus for $30 more. Now, this was a movie that everybody was stoked for, and a lot of movies, of course, had to move back. But it looks like Mulan will be moving forward on Disney Plus for $29.99. Now, Adam, you were saying earlier that it's like it's tricky because they're only going to release it in areas that don't have access to movie theaters. So this is going to be coming out on Disney Plus by September 4th. We should have full access to movie theaters by then.
We should, yeah. Pending, you know, obviously if there's a second wave, we won't. But that's the thing. Like, Cineplex can open right now.
Yes.
So can AMC, but I don't believe they're ready. So it's sort of when we do, it's going to be socially distanced theaters and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that by September we probably will.
Yeah.
At least in certain parts of the province, and in that case you probably won't be able to watch it on Disney Plus. But Disney Plus is worth the money.
And you love it because there's Star Wars on there.
Star Wars, love all Star the Marvel Wars. Films, okay. All like even 101 Dalmatians. Going way back.
I love that movie so
telling
much.
Telling you.
That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
And if you're a parent, it's like it's a can't miss. You got to have like Frozen and stuff. And listen to those songs over and over.
And over again. My girl, Elsa.
I don't want to build a snowman.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You go to the doctor, you go to a therapist, you go to anybody that works with your body and kind of helps you with your health.
Yep.
And there are certain words that you expect to hear. Healthy, needs a little work, probably should floss more, anything, you know. There are things you expect to hear. Is crunchy one of them? Crunchy when describing your body.
My massage therapist said my body was crunchy and it's now haunting me.
Is that how it started?
No, I was just like, you know, wanted to get some work done.
Uh-huh.
Wanted to get my shoulders worked on. And I made the mistake of saying like, yeah, like, do you feel a lot of knots in my shoulders? And he said... Yeah, it's pretty crunchy. Your body's pretty crunchy. And like there's a lot of description words, descriptive words about my bod, but 100%. Crunchy don't love that, you know? Don't love that.
So did he follow up with that? I'm assuming he didn't.
No.
So he didn't say whether he had decrunched your body?
No. Could I be crunchy? Maybe I'm crispy. I don't know.
That is weird.
And the pandemic has done a lot of things to my body, but I don't love crunchy. Because, like, it's like, what does it mean?
What does it mean?
What does it mean? And you know me, I'm a great overthinker. So I'm sitting here being like, what what does my crunchy body mean? And I know it's not that I'm super, super fit, because I'm not. So it's not like, God, you have a crunchy bod. You know what I mean?
Like, isn't crunchy like a surfing term, too? It's like...
I think of like Crunch and Munch, like the cereal, or the, you know what I mean? Harvest Crunch, Harvest Crisp.
You're very mapley and full of nuts.
That's.
Oops. Listen. 416-872-9999, 999-999, 999-999-TEXT. We'd like to know what you think a crunchy body means. Mm-hmm. And if you are a massage therapist yourself, love to know if you have a med school definition of what that should be.
Please help me.
416-872-9999 or 999-999 on the text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Let's say I kick off a conversation with you by saying, hey, crunchy body. Are you comfortable with that?
No.
Probably not in that voice either.
Right.
Yeah, no. Jax's massage therapist called her body crunchy.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and we're trying to figure out what that means, and we have a bunch of answers, but no definitive answer. We'll start with 416 from Toronto. Yo, I'm an RMT. No one says that. So that's either a term that he's made up on his own, or she's made up on her own. I don't know if it's a he or a she.
I wish I went to this texter instead of the massage therapist I went to.
From Hamilton, better than saying your body is naughty. With a K-N-O-T-T-Y.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
This one, I don't know if this is true, but 647, crunchy body equals dry, gross skin. Are you dry?
I mean, I don't think so. I'm quite hydrated and moisturized, I thought. But who knows? Old scaly back over here.
From North Bay, 705 number.
Ah, look at this. North Bay, yes.
My body always cracks like a glow stick on the daily, so someone please tell me why I'm not glowing.
Well,
that's a good question. You and Jax together.
Yeah, let's glow together, baby. Glow up.
Last one here, and I think this is some... people know you're single, and I think this person knows.
Oh, God.
And the pickup lines that Jack sometimes gets from the community are thrilling.
From the community. I love it.
From the community. These are community pickup lines of Jack's. I mean, snacks are crunchy. Happy face times seven. Clearly, he's just calling Jack's a snack, which she is. So we don't have an actual answer.
You know what? May have a new wife, though, looks like.
If you do know, hit us up, 416-872-9999, or 999-999 to text. Registered massage therapist calls your body crunchy. What are you going to make of it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Crunchy. It's a good word. It describes that feeling when you bite down on a chip. Or when you, sometimes, like, what else is crunchy? Those rice puff things that nobody eats. You know,
rice puff things?
Yeah, those rice puff circles. You don't eat those, do you?
Yeah, I do, and I love them, and I eat the mini ones too. And sometimes I was actually having a conversation with a friend about this. Sometimes I put tuna on top. It's a good substitute for bread.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Yucky. But anyway,
back off.
Tuna crunch over there was called crunchy by her massage therapist, as in Jax's body is crunchy.
Because I'm so tough.
And we were trying to figure out. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's that. We're trying to figure out what it means. And the RMTs are coming hard at our text messages.
I love RMTs.
Hey, I'm an RMT. I can understand why the term is used, because when you're working out some knots, it actually feels crunchy as you break them apart.
Ah.
I've heard the term used before, but it is not an official term used by the college.
Okay.
Another RMT from Orangeville said, hey, when we work out knots or trigger points, it makes crunching and popping sounds. I'm not sure if being called crunchy is loose or not, though. And then somebody said, too, it's also, are you working out a lot?
I mean...
Are you?
Yeah, like I'm boxing a lot.
Yeah, because
like,
you always post like your boxing
things. Yeah, I box a lot.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, this would make sense then. From St. Catharines, it's just a bunch of lactic acid built up in your muscles. When you massage it, it releases and it feels crunchy as you're doing that and sometimes makes some sounds too. So there you go, Jax.
The educated folks that we have listening to the show, like I just can't get over it.
It's amazing. And it means it's a compliment to you because you've got a bunch of lactic acid from crushing faces in the park while you're working out.
What? Crushing face?
Okay. You're just poo.
Here she comes, old crunch and munch. Yeah? Okay.
Ew.
Gotta go later.
Nope.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Incredibly scary and sad news coming out of Beirut yesterday as two huge explosions at the port sent a massive blast across the city, killing hundreds and wounding thousands. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab has said that the cause of the explosion was 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate. Details are still coming out, and we are sending so much love to our Lebanese community right here in Toronto and all of Ontario. So schools will be reopening at the beginning of September, but it's gonna look a lot different, that's for sure. Not only do you have quadmesters, which means four semesters, but you're not going to have really any sports, you're not going to have any field trips, you're not going to have any lockers, so you can't slip each other notes, and lunch times are not going to be the same. You're not really advised to eat lunch in a cafeteria. You have to eat it in your classroom, and the lunch times are going to be staggered. How are the teenagers going to flirt?
They'll find a way.
They always do.
Teenagers always do. Hey, I have a question.
What?
With text messaging, does anyone send notes anymore? Do you get the yes, no, maybe boxes? You know, do you like it?
I think like cute and ironically, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
That would be sad because it was really like there was a real challenge to that, right? You had to write it up, rip the paper properly, and not have your French teacher hear you.
Yeah.
And then you had to write whatever question you had, and then you had to find some way to get it to them. And sometimes that meant like rolling it up and throwing it at them and hitting them right in the face.
Just sending each other badass TikToks is the new way to do that right now.
I guess so.
You know what I mean?
Damn.
Escape rooms coming back to Toronto, kind of, sort of, maybe. So some escape rooms in the GTA are going to be reopening, but one small thing, you got to go with your bubble. Mm. Great, I can't escape my bubble right now, and now I'm going to go to an escape room with them. Daydream Adventures has opened August 1st, but they're very clear about the rules and regulations upon entering. So here's the deal. No private groups, advanced booking, and online payment only, and masks and hand washing are mandatory. As well, they're going to be taking more time between groups. They're also locking the doors and only unlocking it when it's ready for the next group, which is even more of an escape room right there. So that sounds terrifying. And all groups are trusted to be within the same social circle. So get in there with your bubble. I won't meet you there, Adam. That's for sure. That's scary.
Apparently they make Memojis now. Sorry, bring it on. Come on in here. You
producer did it. Jesse.
Jesse just sent one to me.
You can send Bitmojis that say, do you like me?
Yeah. But you can't actually...
Jesse's also like 14, so he's the best one on the show
that's
to
true.
Ask that sort of
Listen,
thing.
Listen, the Bitmoji thing's cool, but I'm just saying it was a real challenge to get those letters delivered, and you had to make sure they got to the right hands. And if you pass them to someone else, you better have trusted that person. Otherwise, they're going to read it, and you were socially dead.
I know it sounds like a long time ago, Adam, because you're so much older than me, so I'm not sure how to relate to you. So it's 9:58. That's what's trending. I'm Jax.
I'm 4 months older than Jax.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.